Your own regulated ways of life do not mix well with the ways of others. Also, it is a fact that when one of you goes abroad, he follows neither his own rules nor those of the rest of Hellas. That is, they conjured up the stories about Pausanias, the regent, Leonticus, in the minds of the Spartans, and the argument is that you could destroy Athens, but you'll be hated even more. Perhaps these words were written in retrospect by Thucydides at the end of the Peloponnesian War, and an argument can be made that the Spartans clearly did not succeed in running their hegemony, that is, their power over Greece, once they had won that war. Nonetheless, even if these words are a bit of editorializing on the part of Thucydides, the Athenian delegates there presented a policy that was consistent with Pericles and the Athenian assembly. The Athenians would arbitrate. They would submit the issues to a third party, but they were not about to take any unilateral action to open negotiations. Under these circumstances, the Spartan assembly was probably enraged after hearing these two speeches. And King Archidamus, who at the time is the only king in Sparta because the other king is in exile, that's King Pleistoanax, he stood forth and tried to calm the Spartans. He was no particular friend of the Athenians. He encouraged calm deliberation, preparation, and arbitration. But his words fell on deaf ears. The damage had been done. And shortly after Archidamus had spoken, and the Spartans again thought over the issues, one of the five ephors stood up. His name is Stenethlatides, and it's an ironic name. It means the descendant of he who is the strength of the people. And the ephor states quite clearly, and the Greek is so concise, tous logous, tous polous, ton athenion ou gignosco, the words, the many words of the Athenians, not I understand. And in the Penguin translation, the argument goes as follows. I do not understand these long speeches which the Athenians make. Though they said a great deal in praise of themselves, they made no attempt to contradict the fact that they are acting aggressively against our allies and against the Peloponnese. And surely, if it is the fact that they had a good record in the past against the Persians and now have a bad record as regards us, then they deserve to pay double for it, since though they were once good, they have now turned out bad. The words resonate, and the Spartans overwhelmingly vote that the treaty had been violated. And what follows is, within weeks, an assembly of the allies in which the Corinthians again use their powers of persuasion to secure a majority vote by the allies that the 30 years' peace was violated by the Athenians. The Peloponnesian League goes to war officially to secure freedom of the Greeks. He eleutheira ton Hellenon, a slogan which would have a long history in Greek diplomacy and politics down to the Roman conquest. And in turn, the Spartans sent missions to Athens informing the Athenian assembly of their decision. In these three missions, the second one, recorded by Thucydides, was apparently a serious effort to negotiate. What the Spartans wanted foremost was for the Athenian assembly to rescind unilaterally the Megarian decree, and then negotiation was possible. Pericles opposed this, and in a speech that closes the first book, Pericles makes very clear why he opposes this to the Athenian assembly, and the Athenian assembly apparently did go along with Pericles' conclusion. And Pericles tells them, in answer to this second embassy, let none of you, that is, Athenians, think that we should be going to war for a trifle if we refuse to revoke the Megarian decree. It is a point they, the Peloponnesians, make much of, and say that war need not take place if we revoke this decree. But if we do go to war, let there be no kind of suspicion in your hearts that the war was over a small matter. For you, this trifle is both the assurance and the proof of your determination. If you give in, you will immediately be confronted with some greater demand, since they will think that you only gave way on this point through fear.